The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS. The Chris Farrell Show.
Sunday, June 7th, 2020 is today's date. I'm so proud every time I get the date right. Because when you get to be my age, this is the last hour of my 40s. Last on the air hour. Last broadcast hour of my 40s. That just occurred to me. Just now thought of it that way. I remembered it was the last show before my birthday. Birthday's Wednesday. So I couldn't write down the date and not have it cross my mind. But it crossed my mind during that intro right there. That makes this the last broadcast hour of my 40s. So folks say, well, he was pretty good in his 40s. This will be the cutoff date for people who look back and feel that way. Is that a shark beneath me? Nah. We do have some special programming. We're going to have the Tony Awards here. Vince Coakley will be hosting from 11 a.m. to noon today to discuss the latest on everything. Pretty concise. That's pretty much what it's going to be. I mean, the big stories are everywhere, and they could change between now and 11. In fact, they will. A little bit. We'll watch how they tweak themselves, and you will get the latest version of it by tuning in to hear Vince Coakley today from 11 until noon. It's funny, those special programs, those started because of the pandemic. George Floyd took over. All these protests started happening. People getting together just like we've been saying not to do. Although the job numbers are great, I think discovering if there's any boost from the lightening of restrictions and repealing the guidelines, it's going to take a little longer to get those numbers. And we should expect a little bump because we're getting back to being around each other. If avoiding each other is what sent the numbers down, rejoining each other just may send them up a little. I'm prepared for that, and I don't believe it would be a reason to stop moving forward. The promise of a disease-free life, not just don't get COVID, the promise of a disease-free life is not enough for me to say, okay, take away the touch of other human beings. If it means I'll never get sick, that's fine. I'll make that deal. You got a deal. I won't shake your hand, but you got a deal. I wouldn't do that. Let's keep these lives we're trying to save. Let's keep them worth saving. Let's keep them livable. I am guessing you are like me and have people in your life that, sorry, stand 6 feet away from them for now on. That's not an option. That's not going to happen. There are some people, we're just going to be closer than that. And do it fully understanding that some risks are worth it, aren't they? Guidelines in place to mitigate risk. First of all, you could follow every guideline to the T, and it's no guarantee. And you could ignore the guidelines and zippity-doo-dah your way through it and be just fine. That's a lot of people. But one way I won't approach it is to not show love from any closer than 6 feet away. I won't make that deal. And say, well, it's not up to me. Well, the people who belong inside my 12-foot circle, 6 on this side, 6 on this side, 6 in front of you, 6 behind you. That's almost big enough for an echo chamber. The people I allow in my chamber feel the same way. They're not going to live a life devoid of not just human contact, but human intimacy. Shoulder to cry on. Is that supposed to go away? We have to reassure a devastated friend. What's the apparatus for that? The same one it's always been, to just be there. There is nothing about any set of circumstances that's going to make me stop being there for certain people. And having that to fight for is the reason I'm fighting. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't care nearly as much. I am very proud of America for really feels like we're going back to our roots, going back to the old stuff, you know. This kind of feels like a World War II move. Us and jobs, the way we just wouldn't have it. Oh, you're unemployed. No, I'm not. We just wouldn't have it. That makes me feel the strength of the people around me. I feel like I'm part of a powerful apparatus. Does wonderful things for my confidence. A lot of jobs were created by the circumstances. But lots of folks just kept going. They found a way to lay low and still keep their head above water, which that's a neat trick. But, you know, a lot of them wouldn't have gotten as far as they had if this type of thing could take them down. So many smart, independent business people in Charlotte. No wonder everybody wants to be here. It's beautiful, and you know from all the phone calls and emails from other places, the people here are savvy. We are creative thinkers. Look at those bridges they're building. How they come up with that? Maybe don't answer that, but looks like it might work. But we create jobs because we follow through on creative ideas. A job that didn't exist yesterday can exist tomorrow if we encourage people to follow their dreams. And I don't just mean moral support. You don't have to be on Shark Tank to be a venture capitalist. Save some money. Take a chance. Give the money a chance to become more money. Learn more about business. Get involved. Buy a small part of a place so you know how that business works. What a great backup if something happens to your primary career. You could just make that move. Have that waiting for you to put full-time energy into it. Should circumstances require, allow, or you decide you just want to give it a chance. That's independence. It's not necessarily freedom because that leaves a lot of work to do. I mean, all of these specialty masks aren't going to make themselves. Yeah, I lamented the notion of the personalized masks early on, but it's going to be too big a part of our lives to just be tasteful with them. So got me to thinking, what different types of masks will we be seeing as the weeks and months progress? Because I don't think the masks are going completely away anytime soon. Not anytime real soon. And like I say, I'll probably keep mine for a while. And I honestly am just trying to keep myself off of you. Because you know how much I care. And look at the types of masks. You know, you talk about creating jobs. Hey, creating masks is creating jobs. If you're creative enough to, and somebody wants to buy it, guess what? You just turn pro. Work masks, you know, there have always, there's the ones that have always been. Work masks, you know, for drywall hangers, surgeons, strip club busboys. They're branding masks. Now, they're going to be giving them away. The way you're going to start seeing these everywhere is businesses are going to start giving away masks. But it's just a matter of, what do you want half your face to say? Do you want a free mask enough to have the golden arches seemingly sewing your mouth shut? It's like it, picture of a burger. I think the Burger King logo actually has a burger in it. You got that? So you got a picture of a, what's the size of a slider on the outside of your mask. It's like, dude, you got to take it off. Of course, there will be band masks. I said the other day that Gene Simmons might want to print up some Kiss masks. Now, I know those mainly would cover the upper part of your face, but, you know, you make it as kind of, do a full face deal. You can do Peter's whiskers. Flag masks. Now, doesn't that raise a lot of questions regarding proper display? Or does it? Is a bandana considered a flag? I'd say if it's laid out to look like a flag, it is. Are you supposed to cover your face with a flag? I am sure there are exceptions for guys in battle that just need a cloth through which to breathe. I mean, that would be its ultimate purpose, wouldn't it? But just so far as hanging one over your mouth, you have stars and stripes on your nose. Is that right? It'd be, of course, rainbow masks. I think they'll be, I think those are probably already out there. And I think it's more of a case of, that's just a scarf. You know, this is just a scarf. And as long as you're covered, great. I bet they'll be like motorcycle club masks. You know? Because I've noticed that folks on motorcycles shy away from the full helmet, you know, the one that really covers your face, the one where you, your eyes are covered and everything else, where you wouldn't be able to tell who it is until they took the helmet off. You don't see many helmets like that. Most helmets cover the cranium and whatever else they're required to cover. But most of the folks I see on motorcycles have their faces exposed. I think a lot of times they just don't like having their face covered. But when you can put whatever you want on your mask, isn't it tempting to, you know, print something backwards so it could be read in the rearview mirror by the person in front of you? I know they have fun with t-shirts sometimes. Again, opportunities. Somebody get on it. Make your $1 million. This is Chris Farrell. I'll be back for the last segment of my 50s. It's 7:25.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Chris Farrell here with you at 7:37. Coming out of the sky to the tune of 50,000 unstoppable watts. You know what a sonic reducer is?
I'm a sonic reducer, ain't no loser.
The sonic reducer is something that takes things down a notch. You know, if someone needs to be subdued, well, what you need is a sonic reducer. Someone is going off in a sonic fashion in a way that can only be described as sonic. What you need is a sonic reducer. You know, anything that might make someone calm down. Folks get exuberant. They really get excited about things. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kids at the pool, they get a little too worked up and you got to step in and calm them down. When it's a little kid, a parent can do it. When it's an adult, what you need is a sonic reducer. Things like smoke bombs for crowd disbursement, tear gas for angry crowd disbursement. You know, sonic reducers. There are folks saying, and cops shouldn't have these. I think they should. Not because it brings communities together. Not because it's good for you. not because it says such wonderful things about us that we need them. I want the cops to have non-lethal options. I'd rather they use smoke than a billy club. I don't think they like it when you call them billy clubs, but you club people with it. I don't know who Billy is. But I would rather they use smoke to get me to move than use something to make me stop moving. I would rather they use tear gas to get me to move than they had tear me a new one, if you follow. If police in riot gear tells me to move, I'm probably moving, because even if I believe in what I'm doing, me standing in one spot is just that, me standing in one spot. And plus, I can't bring anything up for offense except a hand with some skin on it. And I'm trying not to be part of the problem. There's that part. I tend to cooperate with the police. I have seen incidents, video incidents, more than one, and they're very recent, where I question if I could control myself and not try to get in the way. The young man who can be heard off camera in the George Floyd video. You guys are bombs, man. You're bombs. You don't need to be doing that. I trained jiu-jitsu. You can choke him like that. No, being able to talk doesn't necessarily mean you can breathe. You're wrong. Everybody you work with knows you're wrong. Doing what he could rhetorically. But you know, there's a thing about words. No matter how much sense you're making, the person with authority can always just choose to ignore you. They didn't have to win an argument about why they shouldn't kill the guy, because if anyone had tried to stop them, that person would be dead themselves in seconds. When you're determined to do something and you have the authority to kill anybody that gets in your way, how much virtue do you need to have inside of you for that? For that to be a good thing. You've got all this authority. I don't think they make humans good enough to carry around this type of authority without risk. You come down to human beings. You have people deferring to policies. He's not looking at the human being under his knee. He's thinking about the policy that allows him to keep his knee there. He's thinking about why this is okay. It's not even about, is it necessary anymore? The man wasn't moving. It wasn't about necessity. It was about plausible deniability. Well, you can do that in Minneapolis. Yeah, so do it till they're dead, you fool. It was like a lumberjack match. You know what those are? Where they surround the outside of the ring with wrestlers, and if anybody gets out, everybody grabs them and throws them back in. They had them surrounded like that, where if anybody had tried to save the guy, they'd have been subdued by the surrounding officers. There's the responding officers. There's the surrounding officers. I'm ready for us to get back to where we didn't use our police force as a miniature martial law apparatus. The policeman who shoved the 75-year-old man onto his cranium, he just wanted to keep going. They were advancing exactly like an army. Their response to people saying, help this man, their response was, medic is behind us. Medic is coming up behind us. Exactly like an advancing army. Where a private citizen asking a question is a street war casualty. That's funny. Not ha-ha funny. But it occurred to me that the gentleman who was shoved onto the pavement, whose head busted open. He was bald. Had he not been bald, the cop would have had a chance to walk away before he saw any blood. Because on a head wound, it takes a little longer for the blood to leak out if you've got hair. There's not a nice way to say any of this stuff. I like talking about things that, you know, it's all pleasant conversation. But those things are on hold. But when I see law enforcement just shoving people onto their craniums, I want them to have less forceful options at their disposal. 'Saying take away tear gas from police, saying take away smoke disbursement canisters, take these away from the police, what are they supposed to do instead? And besides, if what they're trying to do is keep peace on the streets, the part you're complaining about is the way they know something's working. You're complaining about the tear gas? Guess who just reordered tear gas? So be careful what you wish for. Because not only is the tear gas going away, not going away, but you're losing any high road that you might have so far as saying don't use it because you're leaving them with fewer options. Leave them their non-lethal options. You can't be thinking that because they don't have tear gas, they're just going to stay away from a situation because responding with anything else would be too strong-armed. You're not that delusional, are you? You think they're going to stay away because the only proper response is tear gas and they don't have any tear gas? Are you nuts? Or are you just talking to hear yourself talk? Can you just not shut up for 2 seconds, even if it means helping your community? Better the canisters fly. Gives you a reason to yell. Better that than there be peace on the street. What's in it for you for there to just be peace on the street? We don't need protection so bad from the police. If relationships improve, who do we need to fear? The people that are trying to keep you where you are, or those that are trying to change the situation? Is the status quo acceptable? It's really too bad that it left such a bloody trail. George Floyd was not the only one to die. He wasn't the last one to die. And sad to say, won't be the last. I'm getting all kinds of messages from everywhere. I wish more of it was geared towards bringing peace. Enough with looting leads to shooting. Enough with take instruments away from the police that they can use to disperse it. I mean, enough of that. Enough of confusing the issue for the sake of keeping it alive. 7:55, Chris Farrell, I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.